Hi, we're checking out some of the events of October 5 when Cliff Richard performed with The Shadows for the first time. It was 1958. Shave a baby, shave a honey, please don't lose. The first James Bond movie was released on this day in 1962. Sean Connery starred in Dr. No.
I admire your courage, Miss...
Trench. Sylvia Trench. I admire your luck, Mr...
Bond. James Bond.
And Monty Python's Flying Circus debuted in 1969.
And now for something completely different.
Also, Darren Hayes announced the breakup of Savage Garden on this day in 2001. October 5 birthday, Steve Miller is 77, famous for hits like The Joker, Take the Money and Run, and Abracadabra. Yeah. Former AC/DC lead singer Brian Johnson is 73. He called it quits a couple of years ago. Here he is talking about joining the group after the death of Bon Scott.
I wouldn't say who it was. You know, they just said, I'm sorry, we can't tell you who it is because of the fact that there's been a bereavement in the band. I said, I can't go to London, you know. I can't afford it.
Sir Bob Geldof turned 69. The Irish singer-songwriter put together Live Aid and the charity single Do They Know It's Christmas in the mid-80s after previously having this hit with his band the Boomtown Rats. Aussie actor Guy Pearce is 53, went from Neighbours to Hollywood.
That decision belongs to God and God only.
Kate Winslet celebrates her 45th birthday, best known for her roles in Sense and Sensibility, The Dressmaker and Titanic.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
And Nick the Honey Badger Cummins is 33. The Australian rugby player became the centre of attention on The Bachelor.
Tell you what, she comes marching down, she's dressed up like a pet lizard. All right, she's looking sharp.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. He was 56 when he died on this day in 2011.
You can please some of the people some of the time.
Remembering Steve Jobs on October 5th.